I realize Joe is talking to me, and he's talking about Kelsey. But she still talks to you. If she likes me, and she talked to me on the phone on Saturday, why isn't she talking to me instead of you? Skeezy pitches in with,
Same reason Addie used to be Dushan's main spitball target.
We all look at him, then look away quick, because he is, in a manner of speaking, eating.
Explain,
Joe says, looking down at his own burrito.
Simple. Dushan is Dushan, okay? The only way he knows to get the message across to Addie that he likes her is to nail her with spitballs and slip whoopee cushions under her butt.
Charming. Whatever happened to sending flowers?
And Kelsey, being Kelsey, well, if she likes somebody, she isn't gonna come right out and say so. She's too shy. If anything, she's going to get even more shy around the guy she likes. Ergo, henceforth, and in conclusion, Kelsey likes Bobby, not Joe.
And Dushan likes Addie, I say, sidestepping the obvious question, why is Kelsey putting notes in Joe's locker? Addie furrows her brow.
What about Colin? Doesn't he like me?
Skeezy gives this some thought. I know this because he stops chewing for a good 20 seconds. At last, he says,
Colin is a mystery. On the one hand, he shows up at the flagpole at the appointed hour, hands you compliments, and walks you home.
Twice.
Point taken. But on the other hand, he declines your invite to hang out at the candy kitchen and goes deaf upon mention of the upcoming dance. Ergo, henceforth, and in conclusion,
Skeezy is in rare form.
Love is for the birds, and I'm staying single the rest of my life.
Fine. Now can we get our minds back on the assembly on Thursday? I've got to give a speech and—
Skeezy snaps his fingers.
Here is a definite angle.
Is this about the assembly and my speech? Because if it isn't—
It's about Colin.
Oh, that's okay.
Joe and I do a rolling eyeball exchange.
Maybe, just maybe, the reason Colin's having a hard time making the old commitment is because of the, you know, class difference.
You mean because he's popular and I'm not?
Bingo.
Ooh, it's so Tony and Maria.
West Side Story, I say, snapping my fingers. Great movie. The other two still look blank.
Duh. You two never saw West Side Story? Tony and Maria? The Sharks and the Jets? Two gangs? Can't mix? Boy from one gang falls in love with girl from other gang?
Oh, it's the same story as Romeo and Juliet. Bad ending. People die. I don't think I like that.
Joe bursts into a song from West Side Story, which prompts Roger Elliott to holler,
Shut up, you little—
Joe stops singing, but not before we all notice that Roger stopped first. We lean our heads into the center of the table. He didn't say it, I point out. He didn't call Joe a faggot.
Or a fairy.
Or Tinky Winky.
It's working, Bobby. Do you think the no-name party can win? I mean, I want us to, but I never really thought. What do you think? Can we?
Maybe, I say. Maybe. Something happens in that moment. It's not something spoken. Not something we acknowledge in any way, but I know we all feel it. For the first time, we consider the possibility that we just might win. That we, the Gang of Five, could actually be winners.